Okay, good to go.
Yeah.
You guys were doing hilarious banter while I was gone, right?
I didn't say a goddamn thing. I'm reading these articles. I wasn't even, I'm sorry, Emily, I wasn't even looking at you.
That's okay. I was,
Get your eyes off my goddamn wife. Hey everyone, welcome back. It's Bruise Day Tuesday. This is episode 628. And I'm here as always with the man, the myth. He told me he would be nice to my wife this time. It's Tyler Drivelat.
So your new style is just lying to the public?
I haven't made it up yet. It's building the plane midair.
All right, cool. Great. Well, welcome back, folks. It's a Ginsburg episode, a Ginsburg Christmas. Hello, Ginsburgs.
Hello.
What do we got today?
So disgusted.
The Christmas part really yucks me.
Good save, Sam. Good save. I don't know. We got some old bullshit. Who cares, right? Who cares? Yep. What are y'all drinking over there?
Who, me? Sure. This is from Hot Butcher, Bride of Pierogi, Simcoe Citra Crush and Simcoe Hyper Boost Hopped Double IPA 7.75% ABV. And ho doggy, if this beer is not hoppy, I will be livid.
I know. Yeah, I'm very worried about your experience with this beer. Yeah.
Much paler than I expected. Oh, it's a fucking hazy, you fucks!
Oh, no.
Smells like almost nothing.
Cool.
My ASMR contribution.
I don't think that it gets picked up when you cheer to the mic like that. Am I wrong, or does this beer taste like nothing?
Try it. I read the bottom of the can.
Oh. Try this.
We listed a lot of varieties of hops and also used the word hyper boost.
Hyper boost.
Whatever that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. What's the ABV on that bad boy?
7.75.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly where I'm at, too. Like, okay, at least you gave me that, but, like, you didn't give me that much of that.
Exactly. That's how disappointing all around. Well, yeah. I also have an IPA from First State Brewing Company, Hex Theory, which describes itself as a modern IPA. I don't know.
Is that the new way they're saying hazy IPA?
Actually, that was my worry, too, but it's exceptionally clear.
I can see your fucking ugly mug through the glass.
You can see it right. Yeah. So very clear. It had a pretty lacy head of what looked to be similar size bubbles. Kind of earthy, maybe a little bit of like fruity in there, earthy and fruity kind of in the nose. Pretty good. I don't think this is a modern IPA so much as it is like a more old school IPA. It's very clean and clear. I don't know exactly how to describe the hop quality at the front. It's not exactly piney, but it is kind of like pitchy almost. I don't know.
Pitchy. I don't know that I've had hop that I'd describe as pitchy.
It's not like resinous because it doesn't like leave an oil at the back of my tongue, you know, but it's kind of in the same family.
Crisp, dank.
Yeah. Crisp dankness is what's going on here, I guess. Yeah.
That's the term I think. Describe it.
Yeah. All right. Well, yep. I mean, I'm happy with it. Stax, what you got over there?
Deviating wildly from crisp dankness, I have Big Shot Hazy Marshmallow IPA. from Main Street Brewing in Vancouver. It's a little teeny tiny can of strong beer, which is 6.8% ABV. And this is, I mean, it's not lying to me. It said it was a hazy IPA.
Oh, God. Looks like a slurry.
I was expecting milkshake IPA vibes from this, and it actually is more of like a fruity kind of juicy IPA with like a really aggressive hit of sweetness right at the beginning that kind of dissipates, and then you're just left with like some nice juice vibes.
I'm not into it.
Sam's gonna make a face.
I haven't had it, but oh, she hates it. I haven't had it, but it's super thick even through the camera. I don't like how it's in a little can. Is that like a Canada thing? Like where it's over a certain ABV, they got to put it in a little can?
No, it's a Emily likes cute little things thing.
I saw the little can. I had to buy the little can.
All right. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better, honestly, because I can understand that.
The Canadian thing is the designation strong beer, which means 5.6 or higher.
Incredible.
They also have, I forget what it's called, super strong, extra strong, which is, the cutoff there is either 8 or 8.5, depending on your province.
The Canadian mind cannot comprehend all red cease and desist.
I know. Yeah, they would run out of X's in the word extra.
It's true. Okay, well, I mean, Stax, I mean, I'm glad you like your beer. I don't think it would be for me, but I'm glad you seem to enjoy it so far.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Okay, good comeback.
There it is.
Like that. Thank you. Man, Sam, you probably, living with somebody like Stax, you probably identify with the guy in our first article. LiveNowFox.com, man allegedly shoots wife, stops for beer while driving her to hospital.
Oh, man, if I had a nickel, bro.
This story, I actually think, is extremely sad. This guy, DeCarlo Pitchford, allegedly shot his wife during a domestic dispute and stopped for beer on the way to the hospital, which I guess kind of makes sense because he's going to jail for the rest of his life. So, like, may as well get in one more beer, you know?
You got to have the stick-to-itiveness to live your life on the run.
I guess. It says authorities have not elaborated on the condition of the victim, but he was charged with second-degree murder. So I think we might know.
Let's extrapolate.
Yeah, I think we might know what happened there. So I know it sounds funny, but God, this is a pretty tragic story that I've chosen to be our lead-off.
If you were going to stop on the way to drop your wife or pseudo wife off, would it be for a beer? Yeah. What would you stop for?
I don't think, well, I mean, I think it would be something that I don't already have in the house, you know, like
lobster bisque.
Yeah, sure, something like that. Yeah, now I understand that's not an easy out thing, but like this lady died, so it's not like speed was really of the essence anyway. You know?
Right, yeah.
I mean, maybe she wouldn't have died if he hadn't stopped for beer.
It wouldn't surprise me if that like affected the
outcome. The yeah, probably. Oh, the charges. Okay, yeah, maybe. Well, what did he get? It's second degree murder, domestic assault, and felon in possession of a firearm. So it doesn't
like
look
maybe
like
it would have been manslaughter. Water instead.
Oh yeah, okay, right. I hear you. Maybe.
I don't know enough about the law. I think that's not as bad, but I don't know anything about the law.
Yeah. I don't know. What would you stop for?
Easy. Carton of cigarettes, stuff as many of them up my asshole as will fit.
This is a man who has been thinking. Watch out, Stax. He's coming for you.
Yeah, but then he has to watch all three of our children by himself.
From prison?
Oh, man.
From prison? No, yeah.
No, you're locked right.
It's a clean getaway.
Maybe that is your punishment, though. They just give you an ankle monitor. Now you can't even take the kids out of the house.
Oh, no, but they really need fresh air sometimes, or else they're such jerks.
Yeah. How about you over there? What would
You've
you
killed me. What's next?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How did you not think we were going to come around the horn to you?
You know?
You never been on a podcast before?
I don't have a wife to kill. It's really how I thought I was getting out of that one.
You have a you have a male wife. A male wife to kill.
Do you have a work wife? Erica, probably?
No,
Sam, you're dead.
Wife. I don't
you're
talk dead, to my coworkers.
Sam. Oh, I'm dead, might be.
Yeah, you don't get to get out of this one.
I don't know, man. I would probably... The thing is, I wouldn't... If I shot Sam, I wouldn't well, yeah, then obviously. Drive him to the hospital.
Obviously.
The whole situation's preposterous.
Yeah.
I refuse to participate. Yeah. Like, I don't if know, I maybe like Sam, an old-fashioned.
If I shot Sam, I would make sure I finished the job. I wouldn't take him to the hospital. Another one I'm right in his saying, dome.
If you're gonna kill your yeah. spouse...
You gotta
and
go
then you're gonna drive
it.
Him to the hospital. Like, why was he driving her to the hospital? He clearly didn't want her to live.
That makes me feel like he shot and was like, I see, bitch, now I gotta go put on my shoes. Like, she's probably. Inconveniencing him.
This although doesn't I'm seem assuming like this isn't like he's.
I'm assuming he didn't, like, stop at a bar and drink a beer. He probably stopped at a gas station and grabbed probably. A rack of
yeah.
Tecate, I've decided.
Don't you slur Tecate like that. This is a
Coors
Beast maneuver.
Light.
That's how Mr. Beast got his name. Killed the lady. Got drunk.
I wouldn't be surprised. There's nothing behind that guy's eyes.
Is yeah, that where absolutely. The money came from?
I heard he was a Minecraft streamer, which is still... I know it's a very old man yells at Cloud's take, but I don't understand how you could get rich doing that.
Oh, man. I... Sell ads, get sponsored? I don't know. I don't know how it works because I don't watch people. I'm not Jed Farber who watches other people play video games that he doesn't play, for instance.
It's not even that I'm that mad about people watching streamers. If that is entertainment to you, that can be entertainment to you. It's just something about, it's not just some people watched him. It's he became a multi-millionaire from people watching him play a video game. It's just so weird to me.
I mean, I assume a lot of his audience was kids.
Yeah, kids are dumb. And rich.
Really?
I'm just saying, kids have rich parents. And also, kids don't have ad blockers.
That's true.
Kids are watching your pre-roll ads for cigarettes, probably.
Put them up your butt! Hey, wait, did you say what you were going to get at the store?
Old fashioned,
or on your stop. Yeah.
I would stop at a bar and drink an old fashioned.
Oh, okay,
yeah. I'm gonna go. I'll stop at a Chick-fil-A. You know, like I'm going to hell anyway. May as well see what these sandwiches are about.
To quote the children, they're mid.
I wouldn't know. I had some of their, we had a work function when I first started working at Parks that was like catered by Chick-fil-A. And then really? I had a whole, they had like a whole like chafing dish full of nuggets. So I have had those before. They were fine. They were nuggets, you know.
Had a coworker who, when they opened the Madison Chick-fil-A, camped out in the parking lot to be one of the first 50 people to get free Chick-fil-A for. A year, I think.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, what's the benefit? Because, like, just being one of the first people to try this franchise, like, who gives a shit? But that's fair.
Yeah, you get free stuff.
That's actually the best way to do it, because then you're benefiting and costing them money at the same time.
It's true. She was Mormon, so I don't think she had concerns about their ethics.
I'm just saying.
Fair enough. I've also never been to Chick-fil-A because they fry everything in peanut oil. And my brother has a peanut allergy. And I haven't lived at home in 12 years.
Yeah. Is your brother in the room with us right now? Like, you could go today.
No, I can't because it's Sunday. I mean, it's Tuesday, but it's...
Yeah, it's really, Tuesday. What are you talking about?
You're Spider-Manning through the city, web-zipping from your brother's peanut allergy to your obvious obsessive compulsive disorder. There are plenty of reasons not to do things.
That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. What did I say?
What's been going on over in Madtown?
Well, I have a thing. I texted you about it.
Yes, you have another beverage to bring on.
Oh, I drank it earlier.
Oh, you drank it earlier. You're two bevies deep.
Well, so the reason that I drank it earlier was because it was half coffee, half booze. It was the Dunkin' spiked. And like, if I drank it now, then I wouldn't sleep. So I had it at, when I cracked that, at like 11 in the morning or something.
Right.
Trying to split the difference between like day drinking and like too late of coffee.
Just balances out.
Although so, I was yawning during the pre-roll, so maybe I could have pushed that back an hour or two.
We've had Dunkin'. I'm sorry, let me interrupt you. We've had Dunkin' beers on the podcast before. I think a couple of them. This is not a beer, right? This is just like, is it malt liquor? What is it?
You know, I'm going to see if it's an untapped, because I would guess that it would qualify as a malt liquor, but I don't actually know. It's 6.5% and came in 24-ounce cans.
Tick.
That was only 6%.
What did I say?
6.5.
No, yeah, you heard it was 6.
That's a big can.
Only 24 ounces of a 6% coffee.
I like big cans, just personally.
I do too, but 24 ounces is quite big. Yeah, here it is. Flavored malt beverage.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay.
And apparently it's by Harpoon. Technically,
that makes sense because Harpoon did their. So this
they did those. They did the other collabs. Yeah. So this is a.
Yeah.
It's even less of beer than the other ones were, and those were already barely beer.
Yeah. So, give us a review.
Yeah. So, my review to Emily was, "This is surprisingly tasty," and then she said, "No, this is gross."
Now, what are your respective coffee palates?
Oddly. I generally like a bitterer thing. It tasted like more chocolatey than coffee-y. It was like drinking like a Yoo-hoo almost.
Right, for sure.
It was less the it tasted like, you know, like a bottled Frappuccino, like coffee for babies. It was super sweet and super milky, but it tasted like just someone had dumped a shot of bad vodka into coffee for babies. Like, it wasn't balanced. It was just like, oh, you can taste that there's booze in here, and also cutting sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like there were two different vats, and they just mixed them at the end.
It's like one time I tried to mix some Sobe. You remember Sobe? Not the Life Water, like the thick, like, Sobe drinks.
I don't know if I ever had Sobe. Would that have been next to the Fruitopia and the vending machine?
Maybe.
Probably, yeah. I only remember the Life Water, but I can imagine that
they had. No, they had like they. Sobe started off as like this, like thick, like they had a whole bunch of flavors, like, you know, like blueberry and strawberry daiquiri, but it was like thick. And one time, I tried to make a mixed drink out of that. It was just like. Oh, so now this has an unpleasant mouthfeel, and I just have that note of alcohol right down the middle. Like, they just didn't, it didn't mix. It didn't, one didn't cover.
Like an oil and vinegar type of situation.
Yeah, just separate levels. And you get both at the same time, and it's no fun for anybody. So that's kind of what it's the coffee was like.
It's like when you try to spike eggnog, and you just get whiskey.
You gotta stir it really, really fast, and then drink it really, really fast, and then it mixes.
Disgusting. I'm not an eggnog fan to begin with.
It's like one of the only things I like about Christmas, so she always makes sure to get eggnog.
I should have gotten you some in June when they had it at the grocery store.
It's weird to think about that.
Why is Christmas in July now a thing?
That's been a thing for a while, hasn't it?
I feel like the concept has been a thing, but people didn't celebrate it, and now
I'm seeing it a lot.
Stores have realized that they can make money off of Christmas. Plus, outside of the 6 months a year where they make money off Christmas.
Plus, people are sad, so they want celebrations.
Yeah, there's just something about seeing a big eggnog display when it's 90 degrees out.
It just makes me think of the famous scene from. Anchorman.
Milk like, was a bad choice. Yeah.
Eggnog is a worse choice.
That is true. Boy, it just makes me want to blow my lunch just thinking about it. Warm oh, eggnog. Man. Goddamn. So, but Sam, you didn't mind it.
I didn't mind it. I thought it tasted fine. I kind of expected it to, like, really send me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how, like, the numbers as compared to Four Loko. I've never had Four Loko, I don't think. But I kind of was like, is this going to make me go crazy? Like, people talked about Four Loko making you go crazy, and it really just didn't. There and was I was like, you know what I should have done with this? Is I should have mixed in some Whims. Do you remember Whims?
Yeah. Did you get those?
Yeah, I've only had a couple of... I should have another Whims tonight. I should go out on a whim.
Yeah. If you had the unflavored ones, that might have been a decent option, but I don't think the, like, lemon and mint or whatever you right. have...
Right, yeah, those flavors would not have gone with coffee. But you already thought it tasted gross, so whatever.
Is it caffeinated, though? Like, is it actual coffee? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Four Loko had some sort of dark wizardry in it. Like, I think there was something other than just caffeine in there. Because, like, vodka Red Bull doesn't really make you go that crazy, you know? Like, Four Loko was nuts in the butt.
I thought the issue with Four Loko was that it had, like, a ton of caffeine and also was, like, 14%.
Yeah.
And they still make it. They just scaled it way back, and now Four Loko doesn't get you nearly as messed up.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Red Bull has a lot of caffeine, and when you put vodka in it, it's pretty high ABV, and I don't feel like I got... I only had Four Loko one time, but I got absolutely shithoused, and, like, I don't feel like that happens when I drink other caffeinated alcoholic beverages.
Do you think there's any possibility of psychosemanticism?
Anything's possible, but I also went into it, like, really doubting that anything was going to happen. This was, like, sophomore year. I went to visit my friend Amir at culinary school, and which was odd, and so, like, I had heard of Four Loko, but, like, we were already doing a pretty decent amount of drinking, and I was like, whatever, I can handle it. And then I drank one Four Loko, and we went to a bakery because they were all, like, cooking nerds, and I was so fucking drunk at this bakery. So, I mean, anything is possible, you know, but I don't know, it just really seemed like it came out of nowhere.
I bet you there's somewhere someone has a case of that shit in their basement, and it's just gonna wait 20 years and then put it on eBay and retire on it.
It's a great idea, honestly.
I should go back in time and do that. That's a really good idea.
Yeah,
I should bring a sports almanac with me.
I was gonna say, out of all the resources you should hoard by going back to the past, Four Loko is definitely the one. Let's see here. What do we want to go to next? Let's go to The Guardian for a good article, maybe. Meet the 5-time beer mile world champion. Quote, I knew I could chug from a young age. So this guy, Corey Bellamore, he's a Canadian, 30 years old, and he is just the Michael Jordan of the beer mile. It says that... So it says he knows he could chug from a young age, but it also says that he only heard about the beer mile when he turned 21, which I think is extremely convenient. just one man's opinion. But so the first time he heard about it, I guess he like just did it with like some friends, and they filmed it, and on his first try, he like basically broke the world record, like unofficially, because they weren't on like a, you know, standard track or anything, but he basically broke the world record on his first try, and they uploaded it. And the folks behind the official beer mile stuff were like, holy shit, and invited him to a meet, which he also won. And then he's just won the past 5 years, every single time, and currently holds the world record. His world record is, 4 minutes, 27.1 seconds. And the fastest ever mile time is 3 minutes, 43.13 seconds. So, like, this guy's crazy fast.
Yeah.
Haven't we talked about him in the past? And, like, the only way that he could improve is by running faster. Like, his chugging time is the amount of time it would take to dump those bottles of beer onto the ground.
I think at the top tier of this, everyone is in that area, and that it is just a race on top of the blanket.
Sure.
40 seconds or whatever cumulative track time.
Yeah. I do also want to, you know, back him up a little bit. He is Canadian, so the drinking age isn't 21. So, like, it's a weirdly convenient age. He had probably been drinking legally for a couple of years.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. Thank you. Like, you know, all you go to Canada and all of a sudden you're an expert on all this
stuff. Fucking dunk it on you. Plus, everyone knows that also.
I'm just a big Corey Belmore fan.
Absolutely. Who isn't? I guess he says he doesn't actually drink that much, like, in his normal life. He only does, like, one or two beer miles a year, which is interesting. Like, I feel like you've got to, like, practice and train. Is he training, like, with water or Gatorade or something?
I think if you're going to train, you should train with sparkling water because the carbonation is such a factor.
The bubbles, that's a good idea. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, he did say that, like, even when he was younger and was training at just running, he would, like, chug real fast after running.
Yes, yeah,
like,
chug facts. Gatorade. I get it. He's been drinking. I said it for comedic effect.
I'm just saying, I feel like there's not that much training you have to do to, like, chug beverages fast. This dude probably just, like, downs pint glasses of water as, like, who's got time to hydrate?
You've listened to the last episode you were on, and you took notes. You are coming back hot. You are ready for this one. Round two, I guess. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I misjudged you on this article. You've got receipts.
I think the thing you're discounting, Emily, and I know you've run a beer mile, but let's face it, I've run a handful of beer miles and my cumulative time is still less than yours. So
I didn't try. If you want me to try to run a beer mile this
fall. Oh, I'd love you to.
Okay. Well,
how's next weekend?
Next weekend's not great.
Okay.
Why is that? Because you have to train? Because you have to train a little bit? Is that why?
Because I have to go to my mom's birthday party.
Perfect timing. That'll make the birthday party more fun. The other factor you're talking about, like, obviously he's fast. Obviously he's always been good at chugging. It's the churn element, I think, probably he had less experience with.
The gut control is just unreal.
Which is what makes him the first time he ever did one, him doing so well, that much more impressive. Like, you just would think that he'd be like, whoa, I didn't see this coming, or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. I don't know, maybe he's just got, like, some physiological something going on in his guts that doesn't make him foam up as much.
I mean, there was the whole thing about Michael Phelps has, like, doesn't produce lactic acid as much, and so he doesn't cramp as easily, or some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, I do think all the stuff, I'm sorry to get on a rant here, but all the stuff about, like, oh, we need to do, like, you know, like, hormone tests on athletes and stuff is so goofy. Like, the whole reason these people are phenomenal athletes is because they have, like, genetic physical advantages over everybody. Like, also, obviously, of course, they train and put in a whole lot of work. But, like, you know, you don't see a whole lot of 5'4 guys in the NBA, no matter how good they are at, like, shooting threes, you know?
Yeah, I mean, every professional athlete is a freak. In one way or another.
And so to be like, well, we have to make sure we know, like, what chemical is, we're born with or whatever. It's like, well, they're 9 feet tall anyway. Where do we draw the line?
Man, now I want them to make a spinoff of the NBA. It could be a sibling to the WNBA. It's the LNBA. It's the LOL NBA. And your max height is 5'8".
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For guys like me. I'm the big man on the court.
Yeah, you can dominate the paint with your 5'8 frame.
Just pick set picks all day. I guess
probably everyone would be exactly 5'8". There's not going to be 5'5 guys in the 5'8 league.
But, I don't know. I just think that's interesting. Anyway.
You think my idea is interesting? I do, too.
Sure.
That's why I pitched it.
Yeah.
How much do you think Dale King Clutterbuck hates Corey Belmore?
Speak more.
Just this series of events is that this dude was like, I'm going to run a beer mile just for fun. and uploaded it to the internet. And the next day he got a call inviting him to go run the Beer Mile World Classic in England. And he got on a plane like 24 hours later and then beat the second place dude by 15 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
So just like, as of 48 hours ago,
smoked this dude his whole ass.
And now he just...
And then when he came back, he lost to Clutterbuck because he was DQ'd. They said he didn't drink all his beer, which I think is also interesting, like sports rivalry, you know?
I wonder if that's like something technique-wise that comes with practice. It's like knowing exactly how much you have to finish. And like if there's a single drop left, obviously you're good. So like how much can you leave in there and still get away with it?
That's true. That's true. Secrets of the pros, I guess.
Now I'm just picturing I show up to work tomorrow and there's a developer with like four arms that can work two computers at once and I just get fired.
Yeah. I just, it's absolutely wild to me that he's only like, what, like 40 seconds off the fastest ever mile time and he has to be drinking beers. That's crazy.
Yeah.
We
spouted this thing about how it's like as fast as pouring it down the sink. I don't know how long that actually takes, so I'd be curious.
Yeah.
Like how close he would be to the actual record.
I know 40 seconds is a long time in a something like this, but just being that fast and also having to do other things is mind-boggling.
Yeah. I mean, if you think a second an ounce, he's faster, so it must be less than a second an ounce.
I guess. I don't know. I assume that's what Stax is looking at over there.
She's playing Candy Crush.
I was just trying to find more information on what non-beer mile running Corey Belmore has done.
She's on worldathletics.org.
Personal best mile time is 3:57, which is probably good enough to, like, you know, compete on the world stage, but is very fast.
Like, that's 15 seconds off the world record time or something like that? That's absurd. Yeah. Jesus Christ. My God. Well, enough about people making me feel bad about myself. Oh, wait, no. I have to talk about things. Damn it. Fuck. I don't know. I don't have
any updates on that article? Or is it going to be months before we hear the next?
So I did I tell you I sent back all my answers?
I think so.
Yeah, so I included everything that you suggested, so thank you. And he said that it'll come out in September. So I'll let you know when I see it.
Is this going to be in that shitty magazine we get every month? Or is this an online option?
I think so. I don't know. Do you get something from Allegheny that's hilarious? Not me.
Yeah, I don't know how they found me. Incredible. But yeah, that's how I found out. I think I told you Ramon is having a child. That's how I found out.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. The Earth just can't catch a break.
I'm not even sure it's his first. I don't know.
Who knows? Man, now I'm kind of curious about this this newsletter. It might be in there. It might be online only. I really don't know. I guess we'll see. He said he was going to send me the thing when it comes out, so.
Well, I'll have to read every goddamn page of that thing, even though it's mostly... Did you know these two people who graduated 4 years after you got married? You've never heard of them. I'm like, cool, thanks, man.
Now, did you submit anything to Allegheny newspaper when you got married? Yeah, me neither. What fucking nerds are doing this?
Ramon!
I guess so. Yeah, that's pretty funny. But he also asked for a picture. He was like, I need a head and shoulders, like a headshot.
And...
Absolutely. No, it made me realize, like, the last time I took, like, a head and shoulders picture was probably college graduation. Like, I just didn't have any to send to the man.
Well, you could have cropped the profile picture we have for our Discord channel.
No. Of me and the Doughboy helmet?
Holding the American flag.
I'm not actually holding an American flag. It looks like I am. I'm actually holding a rifle. I'm holding a 1903 Springfield. But it looks like I'm holding a, but the American flag's behind me. And it looks like I'm holding the flag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't figure out how to open this without ending the call. So I'm just going to take your word for it.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I did. I cropped some other picture. I think like one of the YouTube stills I like cropped down or something like that.
Was it one of the ones where my dad called you handsome? And is that why you picked it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, so it should be funny. I don't know. The questions were all like pretty lame, you know? It was like, how did Allegheny get you to where you are today? And I couldn't just be like, it didn't, fuckers.
Well, do you think if you had said something like that, that would have just gotten cut out?
I think I never would have heard back from the man, is probably what would have happened.
I guess now I'm just like, I wonder how much shade you could have thrown and gotten away with it.
That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know. I didn't really push the limits. I was just so like perplexed and bemused by the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, this guy that interviewed you, what's his fucking story? What's this guy's fucking deal? What's his life?
Seems like a weirdo. It definitely seems like a weirdo. But how do you feel knowing that I'm more newsworthy than you are?
I respectfully disagree, I guess, with the premise of the question.
Oh, well, that's interesting. How many articles have you had written about you?
I'm not saying that you've been observed as more... You haven't been observed as more newsworthy. I'm just saying you aren't. And that is a failure of journalism, not of me.
Okay. Gotcha. I see. Well...
I was once called the most interesting man on Allegheny campus, as you'll recall, in Chex Mix's video.
Yeah, but that was wrong.
That shit was weird. Well,
yeah, that was weird. I mean, he was wrong then.
Yeah, I was his only friend with a beard is what happened.
That's fair. That's fair. Hope he's doing well. I only wish the best for Chex Mix.
What a weird little guy.
Yeah, but weird in a harmless way, I think.
Yeah, other than that whale joke you like to tell, but we don't need to get into that.
I like that one. I've told that a couple times.
Man, you suck.
Three Stacks, do you not know this joke?
Oh, we're not. It's audio poison. No, we're not doing it.
I know.
We're
I'm not doing it. I'm just saying you have to have Sam do it for you off air. I'm not going to do it right now, but ask him to do it off air for you.
Oh, boy.
I've never told it because I hate it so much, but I will because otherwise she won't sleep. Wonderful.
That's good. Well, you know what? I feel like I've just had a victory. So let's take a victory lap with this next article from VinePair.com. Stopgap or victory lap? Jim Koch is back as Boston Beer's CEO. I think it's Coke. Did I say Koch? Why did I say Koch?
I was like, is it Koch? Is he being
inflammatory? It's definitely Coke. No, I just it was a Michelob situation there for some reason.
Pint glass.
Yeah. I don't actually care about this pretty much at all. I got to be honest. Big Jim, who we all know, started Sam Adams, then Boston Beer Company, which is a conglomeration of a whole bunch of quote unquote microbreweries. Big guy in the scene. He stepped down as Boston Beer Company's CEO a while ago, but he's back. I guess Michael Spillane, who had been serving as CEO, he was in it for a little over a year, and he's stepping down for personal reasons.
You lost the shareholders a lot of money, so get out, you think? Or do you think that's for real?
I don't know.
I'm all for like work-life balance and stuff, but it feels like every time someone does anything in the business world for personal reasons, it wasn't for personal reasons.
Maybe he got caught cheating on his wife at a Coldplay concert.
If you say you're doing something to spend more time with your wife and kids, you definitely committed crimes.
We had a D&D campaign that a friend told us he was quitting to spend more time with his wife and kids.
Well,
it was Roach.
Yeah. to be fair. I think he was legitimately spending more time with his wife and kids.
Probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've only met him once, but he seemed a little square to be committing crimes. That was just my
take. Yeah, I think that is
understated. No shade. No shade. I'm just saying.
Oh, plenty of shade. Yeah, fuck you, Roach. Man, fuck you. The first time we ever hung out, the night ended like the DD was dropping people off back at home, and the night ended with me screaming out the window of the car, "Fuck you, Roach! Fuck you, Roach!" Still friends to this day.
Wonderful.
It's good to set that pattern early. Like how when we first met, you gave me an uncomfortably long hug as a prank.
I like to test people. I don't know. If you listen back to the first episode Zach is on, I was throwing a lot of weird stuff his way. But, you know, he rose to the occasion, so.
Yeah, he'll roll with anything. He's just trying to have fun.
Yeah, that's true. He did a great job. But yeah, this is not, I guess, the only time that something like this has happened. Sierra Nevada hired back an old CEO, I guess. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Beer's in a tough time. Maybe they're just hoping that like folks who led them through a good time will be able to lead them through a hard time. I don't really care. This is a very businessy article. I cannot muster any shits to give.
I think this was written by ChatGPT.
Okay.
What, maybe? Just because there's emojis in the headers?
That's the big part of it, honestly.
Apocalypse Now.
So first of all, it's way too long for what it's telling us. Like a journalist wouldn't write an article this long unless they're getting paid by the word, which they aren't. It's like it gives you way more information than you need. And then at the end where it has Apocalypse Now ups and downs, it has the way this is formatted, the way ChatGPT formats things. And also there's a lot of oddly bolded and underlined and italicized phrases that also smacks of ChatGPT to me.
Now, if you go to the top, it does say words, Dave Infante. It doesn't say written by, it says words, which is interesting.
I think that's to be
what?
Like cute and like to like go against illustration. But I mean, maybe Dave prompt engineered it and then it's taking credit for the writing.
And he provided the words to Vinepair, but it doesn't say written by. It does say words. I just want to point that out.
I think that's nothing. But I do think that this was written by ChatGPT.
Alright, well, have you noticed that, like, if you fold up the dollar bill, you can make two Twin Towers, bro?
Two Twin Towers? That's usually the number of Twin Towers.
No, two Twin Towers. You make four towers.
This is stupid.
Your wife laughed.
Politely.
Whatever.
It's the meanest thing you've ever said to him.
You can't hurt me. I don't know. I haven't finished this beer yet, though, so we got to talk about something else, I guess.
Uh-oh. I don't have content. I'm such a boring individual.
You gotta try doing more drugs, man. Every time I do drugs and talk about it, Tyler seems fine with it. Try doing drugs next time.
I like that.
Oh, you had a headache? Did you ever take ibuprofen for that, or did you just give up?
I did take ibuprofen.
And?
It went away.
How do we like this? She did some drugs. Pretty good, huh?
I mean, you're not wrong. Y'all ever get the migraines?
I think I get silent migraines, which are weird.
What is that?
And it's where you get a migraine, but you don't get the headache. Just like your head feels weird, and you get like the flashy lights and the nausea, but not the actual headache.
Look it up, bitch.
It feels like your body's gaslighting you.
If you knew anything about my wife, you would know that she has Googled this shit for 45 hours. She knows all there is to know about it.
Stolen valor. People like you make me sick. I actually put my life on the line.
I get it.
Getting headaches without meaning to?
Yeah. I used to get migraines all the time, and it makes me so mad. Like, when we watch Hulu or whatever, there are like 19 ads in a row for different migraine medications. Where the fuck was this when I was growing up? I just had to lay down in a closet. Medicine was real crude.
I don't remember you ever getting a This is a significant thing to learn about someone this late in a friendship.
It was mostly past them by the time I met you. It was mostly in, like, my I would say, like, 10 to 18. I got, like, a shitload of migraines. I got some in college. There were a couple. But, yeah, I used to get them, like, every 2 weeks or something.
That's wild, man. You think it was just a puberty thing?
Probably. Yeah.
Your brain was like, those balls are getting too big. Ow!
They knew I'd be too powerful at, my full.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. Though. Like, I'd lose sight in one eye, all sorts of weird stuff.
Yeah, Emily, you coward.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that
I'm on Tyler's side now.
I just have a tummy ache a lot.
Yeah.
She does have a tummy ache a lot.
That makes sense. That's on brand.
Just all the hot girls have tummy problems, I've heard.
That's what they're saying.
I wouldn't say I have tummy problems. I have anxiety. And as a result, I have a stomach ache most of the time.
Interesting. That's where it manifests for you.
Well, the kids of it all doesn't help.
Yeah.
Because, like, first of all, kids throw up a lot. And so that always throws the house into disarray. But then also, because she has no poker face at all, the girls know that if they have a tummy ache, that is the golden ticket to get attention from mom. Is this a pretend tummy ache, or is this a real tummy ache? Is this a tummy ache like you ate too much, or a tummy ache like you're going to throw up? And it's like, no, you can't tell them the right answers to the test. Then the test doesn't work.
Yeah, but sometimes I can convince them to tell me it's a bitsy tummy ache, and then they just get an ice pack to put on their tummy. That's my favorite kind.
Bitsy is from Super Kitties, you might be aware.
Bitsy eats too many treats. She sings a whole song about how she's got an iron tummy and can eat a million treats, and then she eats a bunch of treats and gets a tummy ache.
I thought you meant, like, Bitsy, like small.
Mm. I understand why you would think that. She Bitsy is the smallest super kitty.
One of the four titular super kitties. There's also... Gotcha. Buddy?
Yep.
Sparks?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
No, I got 3 out of 4. That's pretty good. Who am I forgetting?
Movie buff.
Jenny!
The ginger cat.
You know what I should have talked about? Becca and I just watched every James Bond film ever made.
Do you remember we started that in college and we got through the first three and ran out of steam?
There's a lot more of them now.
Talk about James Bond, Becca. Is that okay with you? Is that all right with you if I talk about James Bond? I'm not. They're overall pretty bad is what I would say. Like, it's interesting that the character is such a, like, cultural phenomenon because most of the movies are not good.
Well, back then, action movies were not as action-y because they hadn't really figured out the formula. And also, I wonder how much of it comes from the book character. Like, maybe he was already beloved before they adapted it to movies.
I mean, probably. My dad and brother went to see a lot of James Bond movies in theaters, and I wonder if it's just that emotionally aloof dads and their kind of weird sons had nothing else to bond over in the 90s.
Yeah, I didn't have that experience. My dad just kept telling me how much he loved me. And I was like, shut up.
I didn't say...
Oh, I know.
Dad's in touch with their feelings.
I'm familiar with your dad and your brother.
It is fun, though, because there are some... Like, obviously, Austin Powers is based off it. But there are some, like, images or even scenes that are just lifted, like, whole hog from the movies. So it is kind of amusing to see that, you know?
And be like, oh, I know that one.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But
it's like how I saw a scary movie that... before I saw any scary movies. And like,
right,
it's like,
right.
This movie's really random. And then I saw some of the source material. I was like, oh, okay, sure.
There's some good ones, like Goldfinger is pretty good, but overall, they're not that good.
I've liked a lot of the more recent ones, but I think that's just because they're kind of paced like modern movies. I definitely fell asleep during Dr. Yeah. No, because that shit was so fucking boring. It's just they're like dicking around in a submarine for 40 straight minutes.
True. And the choreography, like the fight choreography, is so funny. Like all they do for probably the first five movies is judo chops. Like that's it. They just go, hi-ya, and the person falls down. That's the whole fight scene.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper. Then you don't have to hire a fight choreographer.
Yeah. It's very amusing.
You don't even have to pull your punch because it doesn't hurt that much to get karate chopped by an old white man.
Karate chopped square across your shoulder blades. Like just you're not going to feel anything.
Yeah, yeah. Just the first step of a massage.
Right. Yeah. You know what? That's true. There is one. I can't remember the name of the movie. There is one where they're in Japan and they're like, don't worry. Our police force has like a secret group of ninjas. And Sean Connery, you're going to join them. So they dress him up like an Asian guy.
Oh, and God.
It's really, really something. So that's the only time that the judo chops made sense.
Well, that seems like a natural part to end the episode on.
Yep, yeah, sure. How'd you like your beer over there?
Yeah. Emily, your beer was 8 ounces and you're a third of the way through it. What have you done?
I've half of it and I have a tummy ache.
Wait, a bitsy tummy ache or a real tummy ache?
Who knows?
Yeah. You know, sometimes she gets these migraines that don't hurt her head.
That's what I've heard.
I had Bride of Pierogi by Hop Butcher, and they butchered the hops, which is to say, ruined them. Not butcher in the way that a butcher does a really good job with meat. It's weird that butcher... Like, butchering is, like, not as precise as surgery,
right.
But it's precise by its nature. It's weird that it's kind of taken precise. To mean... Like, just, like, fuck around.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
So then they didn't butcher this. They smushed it with a hammer or something. I don't know. I've lost the plot. It just didn't taste like that much. Like, I would never have been able to pick out any of these hops individually. It altogether wasn't that hoppy. You can't say hyper-boosted with hops and then have it taste like this. It's outrageous.
Yeah.
And also... Tell me it's going to be a hazy, you dicks. It didn't even taste that bad, but I'm just like so disappointed in it in all different angles. So I'm going to give it a 3 and recommend it to cowards.
I had First State Brewing Company's Hex Theory Modern IPA. I don't think I said what the ABV was on this. 6%. Kind of one note, kind of that like, you know, pitchy... tiny resinous kind of hop at the front, but it was clean and it wasn't hazy, and I just, you know, it's rare to get that these days, so I think I'll give it a 6-8 and recommend it to Sam.
I do want to try it, if only so I can understand what you mean by pitchy, because I keep thinking the criticism of bad singers. And not no, like no, what like, it could like, be as an aroma or a flavor.
Like a pine pitch. Like pine pitch is very close to like pine resin, but it's not.
I guess
not
the same, I don't, it doesn't have the... I wouldn't be able to think of the difference between pitchy and piney. And so I would like to have this just so I can
we didn't
understand
grow
what
up in Vermont, Tyler. Yeah.
Check your privilege. We're from different white people areas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so sorry. Stax, what do you got over there?
I have Big Shot Hazy Marshmallow IPA. I love the tiny can. I honestly like the beer a lot. I would not pick out marshmallow if I were not told that that's what it was supposed to be. It's kind of just a solid, juicy, hazy IPA. I'm going to give it an 8.1. The can bumps it up like a solid point. And I would recommend it to our Canadian fan base.
So, Tim, if you ever head up north, give it a shot.
I don't know, man. Like, you can get this beer anywhere. It's not remarkable. It's solid. If you're into hazy IPAs, you'd probably like it, but you could probably find the same thing by a different brewery.
Into hazy IPAs, fuck off. But you've also reminded me, speaking of our Canadian fans, I've been wanting to say this for a while. If you are a French Canadian fan of this show, stop listening. We don't want you. We're done with you, French Canadians. Get out of here. I've been meaning to make that announcement.
I forgot about your rebrand. It hasn't been that rigorous.
I know. That's why I'm trying to get back into it. It's so much harder to pick out, like the French Canadians don't really have that Gesundheit, Becca. They don't really have, like, the stereotypes, you know, that Italians have to go with them.
Hey, baby, they have as many as you can make up. If you can't find stereotypes for French Canadians, that's not a failing of them, that's a failing of your creativity. French Canadians love prosciutto. I know it's traditionally Italian meat, but French Canadians love it. Those fucking French Canadians always gobbling that prosciutto. So just make it up.
That's so stupid. They're French Canadians. They shouldn't be loving prosciutto. Goddamn savages.
Wait, so it's because you like prosciutto too much? That's the problem? What's something you hate?
Whatever.
Eggplant. I hate eggplant. Actually, eggplant's fine. I used to hate eggplant. That's fine. We've gotten off eggplant. Track.
We've gotten off pieced. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you want to do the wrap up now or if you want to wait for Emily to finish ChatGPTing what are stereotypes of French Canadians.
Oh, God, that makes me really mad. Everything that you're doing over there is making me furious. Well, you know what, everybody? Thank
prosciutto.
You for tuning in.
Prosciutto, it says it right there. And ChatGPT said it, so you know it's true.
It's got to be true. Thank you, Ginsbergs, for being here. Always such a pleasure. Listener, if you want to let us know which illness you've faked, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsdaytuesday.com. You can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let that skip you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes the tears. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes the shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend. See, I told you who's gonna be nice to you this time. the best part was when you were like, I'm giving an extra point just for the can. Me and Tyler both simultaneously, and it wasn't like us prompting each other, just shook our heads. Like, disappointedly.
Yeah, I know, but
it's cute. It's a cute little guy.
It makes me
no one can take away from you that it is a cute little guy.
Yeah,
I like to feel big and powerful.